that one.
What is the official call when you're into the Nets?
Just
you just call your number?
Just call your number.
Okay.
You say who it is.
Okay.
Sometimes the R1 will see it. Most of the time it's the R2 on
sure.
the floor.
All right. Tied up at two here. Edgar serves
another
it over.
Another one close to the net.
Miller to Matea. Matea gets it over. And Edgar's turn.
And nice. Okay, set her up.
Really going to try.
Go.
Matea again. Matea spikes
oh,
that one hard. And Loggers get the
yep.
point. It's 3-2. Loggers leading. Every point crucial here for the Loggers in this third set. They're down 2-0 to the Edgar Wildcats right now, but they're fighting hard.
Kendra and Matea are back in the front row.
Oh, you
so
like
either
that.
Either one.
And Layla,
oh, nice.
Beautiful.
Nice, sir.
One of the nicest
that's
serves
it.
Of the night.
Yes.
This is everything, and you see the excitement
yep.
and the energy. And Layla going through all emotions of sports here. I seen her, you know, she was a little beat up and bruised up when she ran into Timmers over there. You've
oh, yeah.
seen the tears. You've seen the face
yeah.
to that right
oh.
there. Happy, joyful. This one she hits into the net.
Yep.
But that's what sports is all about.
Exactly.
A wide variety of
yep.
of emotions, and you experience all of them in
yeah,
a short
yeah.
period of
yeah.
time.
Well, just like last night in the football
yes.
game when DJ went down, and you're like, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. I had to laugh.
Fort
oh!
And Edgar gets the point. Yeah, BJ, get up. You don't have an option. That's how I
that's right, yeah. I just was laughing. I thought, you typical dad thing.
Exactly.
You know? Typical. Four. Get up and play.
At least get up off the field.
Yeah.
He sure did, though. That's my boy. All right, Edgar with the serve. Tied
oh,
up
nice.
At four. They save from the Loggers.
And, oh, man, I don't...
And that's going to be point, Edgar. Are you talking about a double hit on that? What were you seeing right there?
I thought I'm seeing a double hit.
I've seen it too. In years past, they called that one. And Mike Golan talked about it when he came up here that they're
mm-hmm.
not calling it as much. So it's a little tough thing to watch on these double hits.
But I'm thinking, you know.
She really brought that one down. And
seeing it up here. What
yes.
are they seeing down there?
Yes.
There,
oh, Matea got up high. Windmill
right.
that one down.
Yep.
She gets the kill. Ties it up at four apiece.
And
no double hit on that one.
No. And she's good at placing that
yes.
right where those defenders are not.
Yes.
You know, she sees that as she's going up and knows just the direction she wants to go.
All right. Tied up at five here, Matea Eckert.
Come on, Matea.
She
nice
gets
serve.
This one over.
There's that setter.
And
oh.
Edgar this time with a nice spike from deep, putting the right spot. And we've seen her do that a few times. That's number five. Shiloh Carlin,
mm-hmm.
and she does a nice job.
Now that big number 16 is going back in there in the front row.
There you go. So she's in the front line. You got to watch out for her. She's
yep.
got some power down there.
Yep.
Hits it hard, and it's Halverson serving for Edgar. And
oh, nice.
Beautiful
Woo!
Job.
That was a break.
It was a break. The ball landed in a tough spot for Edgar,
yep.
and they were unable to. They ended up hitting it into the net
mm-hmm.
and tied up at six now.
Okay.
And back to the freshman. Betty Heindel's granddaughter, she's at home watching. Chloe, we're all proud of her. And she serves her running serve. That one gets over. Edgar returns it. And tipped
yep.
over the top. Chloe sets it up.
Set it up.
To Lily.
Come on,
to Kendra.
And that's all right.
Loggers point. It was blocked out of bounds.
That was all Kendra.
The Loggers, I don't know if you call it the luck of the draw, but things go their way when Chloe's serving. We get
yeah.
a lot of points when
yep.
Chloe is up there serving.
Yeah, she had quite a few on Thursday. I think she had
and
like
she has today here.
Row.
She did. And there's Chloe.
Nice.
And gets it over.
Hey,
Loggers.
Going to go over. You ready?
Kendra digs this one up to Lily Miller. Here's Kendra from the left side. Saved by Edgar. Their turn. Chloe digs this one out for the Loggers. Tobias winds back hard. And that's going to be trouble.
Uh-oh.
I thought that was four
okay.
hits.
Okay.
No. The Raptors saved us.
Yeah, yeah.
So Loggers get the point 8-6. They really made Edgar
yeah.
work on that one right
they
there.
Did.
And Chloe set to serve again, and we're going to get a timeout from
Edgar.
It's 8-6. Loggers leading in this third set, but they're down 2-0. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along with Karen Smart here in Phillips, Wisconsin, it's 8-6, and Loggers are leading in this third set. They're down two sets to none here. I got Karen Smart with me. She's teaching me a little bit about volleyball. We're having a good time. With what's happened so far, we've lost two sets. We've played so well here tonight as a group. Happy with how they're doing. And if the Loggers can continue this, you can make this a match again. You can make this a match here tonight.
Absolutely.
Got to win this one, though, obviously.
Yeah,
it's a must-win situation.
Yep. We got
to
get this.
And here's Chloe set to serve. Gets that one over. Edgar returns it.
Hey, that's just going deep.
And here is Loggers. Tobias gets it over. And, wow, a nice save from Edgar. Lily Miller sets this one up, and Edgar has it, their turn.
Watch deep, yeah.
And Tobias tips it over, back and forth. We're in the middle of another volley here. And Edgar gets the point.
Matea knew it.
Yep, she thought maybe she was a little deeper than she was. She looked back and said, ah. Loggers leading 8-7 here right now. And Prentice is up 2-1. We're getting notice here from Gunnard Hoagland. And they're in Prentice here playing their regional finals. And here's Tobias. Yep. Gets this one over. And Edgar's turn. Edgar, a big spike. Layla.
Nice.
Robo, a beautiful
by
save.
Layla. Come on, Kendra.
Kendra just missed it.
Yep.
She went up high, wanted to spike it hard. She just missed it.
So bad.
It's 8-8. But what have we seen after Kendra's made a mistake like that? Let's see if we can do it again here, Kendra.
She comes
through.
Here we go, 3-3.
And here we go. Edgar serves it up.
Trouble. Okay,
Matea.
Get it over.
Layla gets it over for the Loggers. Edgar's turn. Big power spike from Matea was right there. And here's Kendra. There it is. Edgar gets it. Chloe saves it.
Oh, that could be trouble.
And it was. That one is trouble. Hit in the worst spot on the corner of the net over here. Went up. Edgar retakes the lead here right now. And that's Ella Bumgardner serving here. And she gets it over to Kendra Timmers with the spike. Edgar saves it.
It's up. There we go.
Layla doing a great job from the libero position. And there's Matea.
Nice save by Edgar.
And Edgar's this time, and a diving save by Layla. Maybe one of the nicest of the night.
Yeah.
And there it was from Kendra Timmers. We knew she was going to come with them. If it's only a matter of time, it's what she's been doing the last couple of games.
Yep.
Like how we pick up on these patterns. It's kind of little things.
Little miscue, and Kendra comes back and gets the point.
And here she is now, back to serve, Kendra. Tied up at 9 in this third set. Loggers down 2-0.
Come on, Kendra.
In this regional finals, Edgar spikes it in. Kendra saves it. And Matea tips it over.
Get back.
And here's Edgar's turn. A slow tip. And a nice job from Edgar.
Yep.
Doing what they do there. Put it in a good spot. And they get the point. And they're up 10-9 right now, if that score is right.
Yep, I think it is.
All right. And here we got Mellenberger to serve. For Edgar, here they go, and up they go. And Layla,
there you go.
Chloe gets
it
up in the air, and Loggers get it back. Edgar's turn for the spike, and that was too far.
Yep,
she spiked that one hard, but did get it down low enough.
She did. She just got a little too much power on it and just floated out of bounds.
Tied up at 10 here.
Yep,
10 apiece. Edgar and the Loggers, and here is Tobias.
Oh, nice.
And nice job. Just gets that one over. All right, here's Edgar's turn. And a spike from them. Get it to that corner. Put it in a good spot.
Yep.
And it's 11 to 10.
Hey, so, hey.
And we're going to get
number 20.
Yeah, so Nowak, who served amazing here all night.
Yep.
She's done a great job. The junior, she's set to serve from the right side. Chloe digs it out for the Loggers. And set into a tough spot for Matea. The timing just wasn't right, we'll say.
Yep.
And Edgar gets the point, 12 to 10, Edgar leading.
All right, got to get the point back here now and get back in here.
Nowak serving again for Edgar. And there's Matea to Lily.
There she is.
And
there we go.
My goodness, get out of the way when Matea gets high like that.
Yep.
12 to 11,
sure.
Loggers creeping back into this one.
Okay.
Lily Miller, the senior, going to serve here now for the Loggers. Lily from the right side. And there it is. Nice serve from Lily. And Edgar, their turn.
Oh,
unable to block it with Maya Herland.
Hit. Yep.
Hit her in
just
a tough spot.
Yep. Just let it rest as she was trying to lift it
up. So 13 to 11. Edgar leading right now in this third set.
Plenty of time.
Lyndon, you're right. That would be a challenge for me doing a hockey game. We'll leave that one to Scott.
Oh!
And Edgar gets the ace. It's 14 to 11. And, you know, one more point, Karen. Probably going to get a timeout, baby.
We did.
It's 14 to 11. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenen and Karen Smart here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's regional playoff finals, and it's the Edgar Wildcats up 2-0 against our Phillips Loggers. The Loggers just coming out of this timeout here right now. Great time for a timeout. Karen, what do you think he called in this timeout? They're down 14-11. Does he just say, hey, girls, take a deep breath?
I think he probably, you know, said, just take a deep breath now. We know what we have to do. We've got to get our communication on the floor a little bit better. We've got to be set and ready for every hit that comes over.
A little bit of words of encouragement.
Yep.
And, you know, there's probably not a big game plan of changes of things. I think it's, you know, yeah, girls, we have to take care of and control the things
exactly.
that we can control.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Stroba sets this one. Here's Matea. Big spike. She gets the point. And that's what you want out of the timeout. That's when the timeouts work.
Exactly.
14 to 12 Loggers coming back.
That's the idea of the timeout. You got a server that served, you know, 2-3 in a row. Take your time out, ice them a little bit, let them think about what they got to come back and do. Talk to your girls and just reiterate that here's what we need to do. We're doing it, but we got to do it just a little bit better now.
You got it. Layla Stroba sets or serves this one. Here's Edgar's turn. They tip it over. Loggers save it. Lily
there
Miller to Matea. Matea gets it over for the Loggers. Edgar.
Hey, now heads up.
Bumgarner on the other side.
There we go.
Here is Lily. Lily sets up Matea. Oh, Matea missed Matea just misjumped it. She spiked it while she was coming down. Wasn't able to get it. And it's going to be 15 to 12. Lyndon's telling us right now the Badgers are winning at halftime. What's the score?
What? Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yes. What's the score over there? And set to serve now for Edgar is Emery Borkhart. And Borkhart gets it over. Yeah, that was a nice serve dug out by Tobias. And Lily Miller gets it over for the Loggers. Edgar's turn. Big spike shot by Matea.
That was a great block by Matea.
She got up high. And Matea's
got up high and had her hands a little bit forward, so it came off her block straight down.
She's bouncy right now at this moment. You got to take advantage.
Yep.
When you got an athlete like Matea, when they're playing bouncy, we like to call it, that's when good things happen. Oh, and that was a little bit too bouncy.
Yeah,
right there,
a little bit too bouncy there.
It's 16-13. getting some substitutions here.
Got that big
for
girl
Edgar
coming in the front, and we got their ace server going in the back.
So trouble on the front line here right now for the Loggers. Matei on the back line here for the Loggers, but Kendra still up front. Layla Stroba dips that one out, and Edgar tips it over to the Loggers, back to Edgar's side. They get it over, and that one is in. 17-13, back to a four-point lead in this third set for Edgar. It's
That's what we got to watch is those side hits, and I think that's probably what Colin is telling him right now. Is, you know, you can't let those, you know, it might be out, but you don't know for sure. There we go.
Rayleigh Williams gets one over.
A little roll over the top of the net.
She had the look on the face like, I think I mishit that one, but it hit
but
the
it
net.
Hit the net and rolled
over. Loggers get the point. There we go. Rayleigh Williams getting the point there for the Loggers. And substitution comes in. Chloe Esterholm again.
All right, Chloe.
So Badgers are up 10-7.
Oh, all right.
And here we go. Chloe with the serve for the Loggers.
Hey, heads up, girls.
And a block on the left side. They get it over.
Trouble.
And Layla's been all over the floor.
Come on, Kendra.
Gets the save. Back to Edgar's turn. And Matea the diving save, and that was
just out.
18-14. Edgar out of the Merrowood South. We know how tough it is playing against the South.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And serving here again is Bumgardner. Over, she gets it to Layla.
Send it up.
Come
on, Kendra.
To Kendra. Kendra, nice spike. Edgar's turn. And a diving save, but they're unable to get at it. Edgar's going to get the point.
Yep.
And Jessica Farrell says, way to go, Layla. Layla's been amazing here tonight. No lack of effort from her, Lily Miller. They've been on the floor all game long, doing their part. And 19-14 right now. And Annika Tobias,
that one's in.
Nice job. I saw that
from here.
You betcha. And so did Mark Spear over there.
Yes, he did.
He was right on top of it and not afraid to make that call. The coach for Edgar did a nice job of calling it out.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't phase Spear over there at all. He seen it, made the call.
Yeah.
And it's the Loggers down 19-15. Here is Kendra Timmers with the serve. Edgar's turn, big spike from them, and that one's in.
Yep.
Point goes to Edgar, and it's 20-15.
All right.
Layla comes back in.
All right, we got to get this back now.
Couple substitutions here for Edgar as well. They're serving their libero, Hartnady, the junior, set to serve here. Jump serve from her. Layla digs this one out.
Watch it.
Oh, a nice block from Lily. Edgar's turn. They spike hard. Matea digs
it
out.
You got it.
Over to Lily. Matea from the back line. Diving save from the libero.
Heads up.
And back and forth they go. Chloe couldn't quite get to it. 21-15. You feel it slipping away at this point right here. Loggers do have another timeout left in this set, though.
They do. And I think if they don't get the serve back, I think Colin will probably call a timeout.
All right. Here we go. And Layla with the save or with the dig. Prospect can't get that one up over the net. 22-15. And Colin's going to let him play it out here right now.
Yep.
And Hartnady set to serve here for Edgar. And up and over it goes. Layla Stroba digs that one out. Here's Matea. We want one more from her. Edgar's turn from the left side. Big spike. That one's out. Point goes to the Loggers.
Okay.
22-16. Anything is possible. We know that. We need to garner a few points.
Yep.
And Coach, maybe, you know, he's waiting for this time. Hey, I need a few points. I feel like if we get a few points, then my turn. Our chance here. That was just a little long from Tobias. And 23-16. Getting some substitutions.
Yep.
And back to serve has been the girl who's been pretty good all night.
Really good, yep.
And that's Addison Nowak and Edgar making some noise here. And Layla dives out for this one. Here's Matea, spikes it hard, and they're not going to get to that one.
They dig
it out. Here's Matea.
Get it over.
It's Bias. That one up into the rafters. Warto to the left side. There's a spike from Edgar.
Out of time.
Back
out
to
of
the
time.
Payoff. There she gets the point. 23-17.
Okay.
And 23-17.
Lily Williams back in for the Loggers.
Lily Miller
going
to serve.
Come on, Lily.
Lily gets that one over. Nice serve from her. Here's Edgar. Tip it over.
Oh,
no
yeah.
good.
All right.
So an error by Edgar.
Yep.
We're down by five, creeping back into it. This is where we want the momentum. And at a moment like this is why Colin wants to save that timeout. He's like, if we have any hope for this game, I need points first.
Right. Right.
23-18.
Heads up. Out.
That was not a foul.
All right.
Point
there we
Loggers. 23-19. They're
there
coming back. And Lily Miller.
Hey,
trying
Lily,
to make it
nice.
20-23.
Keep it in, Lily. Keep it in.
Over the top. It goes. Edgar.
Oh, I didn't like that.
No, they put it in trouble. Point to the Loggers. 23-20.
Timeout, Edgar.
There we go. And he makes Edgar call the timeout. There we go. It's 23-20 in this third set. Loggers down 2-1. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Karen Smart here in playoff atmosphere action. And Phillips over here. It's the Phillips Loggers down right now, 23-20 in this third set. And it's an atmosphere here like we haven't seen in a while.
Oh!
And Lily Miller serves that one just a little bit far. Makes it 24-20. We're at set and match point here right now for Edgar. And serving for the Wildcats is Ellen Becker.
Everybody's got to be on their toes here. Got to talk. We got to look.
Ellen Becker into the net.
Yes!
Point to the Loggers.
Oh, boy.
And it's 24-21. And feeling the school spirit here right now.
Yes, aren't we? It is great.
Here's Strova, the jump serve.
No.
And nice job.
Okay.
She gets the ace. It's 24-22.
Nice serve.
Beautiful job by her. Kind of made the defense freeze
right
back there on the back line.
She got it back far enough, and they had to play it, but they just couldn't get into the position.
Stroba set to serve.
Okay, Layla.
Again, Layla gets it over.
Okay, heads up, Loggers.
Here's Edgar's turn. And that's going to be the match. Set and match. Edgar is your regional champion. And well deserved, Karen. They did a great job.
Boy,
last
they did.
Dip.
They did. Net ended, what, 25? I think
25-22. 25-22 in that one.
Very
Edgar
competitive.
Wins 3-0. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 2-minute timeout. We're going to come back in 2 minutes, give you the Forward Bank post-game show.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. You may not want to hear this, but winter and the cold weather are coming up fast. Luckily, October is Car Care Month. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the winter with our mobile service. As long as you are within 120 miles of our dealership, for a limited time, we can come right to you for no extra charge, offering full service oil changes, tire rotations, free battery tests, and more on all makes and models. We'll be certain your vehicle is ready to brave the elements. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to schedule.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin and Karen Smart here in Phillips. And we had a final here tonight. It was the Edgar Wildcats beating the Phillips Loggers 3-0, in a close matchup in all three sets.
We're
a little quiet here right now. Coach Hoagland is talking down there.
On his seniors.
For the fans and his seniors.
Honoring his seniors.
And Matea Eckert and Lily Miller.
Lily.
Kendra Timmers. The three seniors out there.
Yep.
And big moment for them here right now is it's their last game.
They're athletes, and they're going to go right into basketball season now. And, you know, they're going to have some time off to regroup. And let's see if we can pick up some of these comments.
Yeah.
So oh, nice.
Matea did what?
She was second in all her stats to Jada.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing right there. So Matea, 1,000 kills, we're seeing a sign over there, but she's been so fun to watch. And one of those special athletes that come around once in a generation.
You know, and the thing about Matea is she's not selfish at all.
No, not at all.
Whether it's basketball or, you know, volleyball, she's a team player all the way.
She is, and if you notice with these girls, that's really been a team theme. For these girls, athletes coming through with this whole legacy group that we've seen come through. You know, Jada Egerbrecht, when she came through, have you ever seen a 2,000-point scorer that you said passes the ball too much?
I know, yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, just selfless players and that rubbed off, you know, as these girls are coming up. But a nice job here tonight for our Loggers.
They have nothing to hang their heads about. They had a great season. You know, they played some tough teams, especially in the invitationals they went to.
Yes.
And they came out of those invitationals, you know, playing well, you know, taking second or, you know, just have a great showing at those invitationals because you're playing teams from all over the place.
Yes.
It's not just teams within your conference. You know, teams are coming from, you know, the west side of the state, the east side of the state, the south side. So you get into these tournaments and you've got maybe 12, 14 teams that are coming in. And they're all different levels of play. You know, even our Phillips tournament, I think our Phillips tournament is very indicative of seeing all different levels of play.
Sure.
You know, from the team that, you know, just comes out to have a good time.
Yep.
They may not win a lot, but they sure have a good time. I have officiated the Phillips tournament for many, 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 many years. And there's one particular team, and they're not great, but, boy, they like playing.
Sure.
And they had won a set all day, and they finally won a set towards the end of the day in the Phillips tournament. And those girls were a set. That's all they won was a set. And those girls were ecstatic.
Yes.
They were just like, wow.
Karen, there's a big rise in volleyball popularity right now. There's a lot of girls. I know in the summers, you know, when we're trying to find tournaments for my daughter, basketball tournaments, it's tough to find them because all the girls are in volleyball tournaments.
Sure.
And it's a big trend of that. But you're seeing that right here. And it was a great season here by the Loggers.
Yep.
Nothing to hold your hats on. You're seeing the tears down there.
Oh, yeah.
For the seniors,
you know,
that are done.
That comes with being a girl and being a senior.
It does. And coming with sports, it's like we talked about before it started, you go through all the emotions that there are in a game, in a season.
Oh, sure.
And that's how you grow.
Yeah.
And that's how life is.
Oh,
and that's why sports is so amazing.
Exactly.
And
and I've seen, you know, so many volleyball matches over the years. I mean, I think I've been doing this for 30 years.
Wow, Karen.
I think I got a little crystal from WIAA that says 30 years.
Nice.
You know, and so I've seen a lot of volleyball.
A lot of changes through the years, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so glad we went to the rally scoring. I think that made a big difference.
And, yes.
You know, there may be some changes down the road. You know, WIAA is always looking at things. I just really wish WIAA would be a little bit more, how can I say it? A little bit more involved with people north of Highway
10. Oh, it's totally.
I don't know how to say that, but
I think we all know that. We have to follow the South rules with everything. And it's a little bit, it's a different world. Up north compared to down south.
Oh, yeah.
That sure would be nice.
Yeah.
Karen, you want to go over our high school sports sponsors for us one more time?
Yeah. We have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Hicken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnitures, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Medford Motors, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Heckman Auction.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I'm just going to say this because I almost wish we had boys volleyball.
I know. Would that be fun?
I
think they do in the southern part of the state.
Yes, they do. They do. I think, you know, for the south, the bigger schools, there's, you know, more students. So, you know, you got a group that plays basketball, a group that plays volleyball, you got wrestling, you got powerlifting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be fun to, you know, do boys volleyball. I don't know. I think it would be fun
if you ever watch the homecoming or anything like that, when they do the homecoming events in here, they always have the volleyball matchup. And you get to see the boys go at it. Boy, do they get competitive
with
volleyball.
They do.
I'm guessing the net is a little higher in boys volleyball.
Yes, I believe it is a little bit higher. But, you know, these girls have played their hearts out all season, and they have, you know, they should be very proud of themselves. And we as fans certainly are proud of them, the way they have won with dignity, lose with dignity, and hold their heads up representing their schools wherever they go.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head right there. And they're going to take that with them for life.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
So for Jeff Hakenen and Karen Smart, we appreciate you guys, whether you're listening on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel or on 98.3. Next up, basketball season coming soon. You know I'm going to be ready for that season coming up, and my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, early December, I think they start games.
Aren't you doing a hot dog eating contest? Oh, chicken strip.
We're going to have a chicken strip eating contest.
You and Jada and Casey, correct?
We've got to try to get...
We got to look for that.
It's going to be tough getting Jada up here during the basketball season.
Yes.
Casey, I know we can. And I'm going to take her down. I'm ready for the challenge. So.
Casey, if you're listening, I'm on your side.
All right.
Thank you so much having me up here. I had a blast, and I, you know.
It's off the bucket list now.
I guess
you
it is.
Knock it off the bucket list
I guess.
There we go. For Jeff Hakenen, Karen Smart, you guys have a wonderful night. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye, guys.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Trump in State College, PA.
With your help, 10 days from now, we're going to win Pennsylvania. We're going to defeat Kamala Harris, and we're going to make America great again.
Vice President Kamala Harris, former First Lady Michelle Obama rallied supporters in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
It's either Donald Trump in there stewing over his enemies list, or me working for you, checking off my to-do list.
Saying then President Trump tried to de-recognize some native tribes, Harris running mate Tim Walz at a Get Out the Early Vote rally in Window Rock, Arizona, a remote location on the Navajo Nation. As Iran downplays last night's Israeli air attacks, last were heard and seen over the Beirut night skyline in Lebanon the past hours, where Israel has targeted Hezbollah. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs to the mid-50s. Some clouds arrive for Monday through Wednesday, showers and even a rumble of thunder. Highs in the low 60s Monday, low 70s Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday.
It's 39 right now.
One, two, three, four.
From downtown.
Move it!
To down in the holler. Woo-hoo! Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
Yeah. 98Q Country.
Country Time 40.
It's a countdown to count on. You got Fitz playing the hits on the Country Top 40, streaming and broadcasting the biggest songs in country music to the entire world. And I want to wish you a happy fall, y'all. Maybe you're wearing some Ugg boots, or maybe you're wearing a puffy vest, sitting around a campfire with some s'mores right now, or maybe you're watching football. If that's the case, the soundtrack behind it all continues to play right now with the next 20 songs.
Number 20.
It's Riley Green taking the reins right now with a song he wrote with Eric Dillon, Jonathan Singleton, and Nick Walsh. It's called Damn Good Day to Leave.
Girl, I always pictured it'd be pouring down rain. With old Hank singing some song about trains. Picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money. And a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave.
Marching back one to number 20 with Damn Good Day to Leave. And our countdown of the biggest songs in country music continues with a guy who recently joined Willie Nelson on the stage at Austin City Limits Music Festival. And I'm going to tell you right now, they absolutely captivated the crowd. Chris Stapleton right now doing it solo on the CT40 stage with Think I'm in Love with You, number 19.
Baby, do you ever wonder whatever happened?
way back when, or if I see you again. Baby, if you ever wonder, oh, you might wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking through. Time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
Stapleton falling back two spots to number 19 with Think I'm in Love with You. And you got Fitz playing the hits on the Country Top 40 Countdown. You know, most everyone that lives and works in Nashville, Tennessee is not originally from Nashville. That's right. Everybody in country music is not born and raised in Nashville. So when someone meets another country family member from the same state that they were born and raised in, it's an exciting moment. Like Tucker Wetmore, for example. He is from the same state is Zach Top, the beautiful state of Washington. But for Tucker, his relationship with Zach goes a little bit beyond geography.
Two Washington country boys right now making it happen. You and Zach Top.
That's right.
Have you guys bonded over that Northwest connection, man?
100%. And we were almost like ex-cousins at a time, if that makes sense.
Wait a second. Are we discovering right now that you and Zach Top were almost related family?
Yes. It's like the weirdest thing. So my dad, before he married my mom and had me and my sister, had two of my other sisters with another woman. And that woman's sister was or is Zach's mom. I think. I don't know if I said that right. I think that's how it went, though. So, like, through her family is Zach Top's family.
We're all family, y'all. Just like Olive Garden. When you're here, you're family. Except with country music. Here's Tucker Wetmore taking over at number 18 with Wind Up Missing You.
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything out of the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me. Now I ain't looking back, cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug, bit a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing, missing you. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Wind up missing you from Tucker Wetmore, maintaining his position at number 18 for the second week. And we're going to go from one Washington State native to the next right now. Yep, representing Sunnyside, Washington is Zach Topp. And did you know that the state of Washington is the only one to be named after a U.S. president? And they produce more apples than any other state. And those apples are good, too. They're also producing a lot of country boys right now. Zach Topp, number 17, sounding good on the radio with Sounds Like the Radio.
Well, the day I was born, the doc couldn't believe. I came out crying, Chattahoochee. Didn't take too long after that for the hair on my head to grow long in the back. Now all the girls want me to pick them up when they hear me roll. The radio sounds like a damn good time, soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. All people call a walking, talking jukebox. I keep the hit spinning nonstop. Something about a steel guitar moaning the blues makes me want to throw back a case or two. They say honky tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go. Cause it sounds like the radio back in 94. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time, soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. We'll be right back.
track one to number 17. That was Zach Top and Sounds Like the Radio. In the middle of October right now, just a couple of weeks away from CT40's Halloween of Hits. My name is Fitz, and if you need a hero, don't bother looking for the Avengers or Batman or anybody like that, because the real heroes just might be next door. Your weekend feel-good segment, The Good Stuff, is next.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double hot, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Hey, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Well, I do now.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
Did you say you're cutting me off?
You earn, we match. Unlimited cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are.
Playing for a little sass with your gas? Chuck's Little Station in Prentice has you covered. Chuckle sass, yet Susie's got the gas, and Jennifer's award-winning pizzas will blow your taste buds away. Serve from 6:30 a.m. daily. Open bright and early. Don't pay at the pump. Come in and say hi. Visit Chuck's Little Station in Prentice, Wisconsin.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Whether it's time to play or time to pack away, don't settle for less. Get your whole watercraft winterized by a certified power sports technician. Bring Jared your boat and your outboard motor. He's the one you want working the whole checklist and protecting your investment with the highest quality shrink wrap. They'll even park it for you and keep it safe at the new Northwoods Service Center storage lot. Get your boat taken care of, winterized, wrapped, and stored at Northwoods Service Center next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls. 715-518-9118.
Join Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin for an unforgettable night of spooky fun. Happening Friday, November 1st from 7 to 11 p.m. Enjoy live music by First Hand High, a thrilling costume contest with prizes, exciting Halloween games, special spooky drinks, and an open fire pit to warm up by. Don't miss Lena's Howling Halloween Fest right off Lakeshore Drive. It's the ultimate post-Halloween bash.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Country Top 40. Country music's official countdown.
Country Top 40.
We're back to the hits right now, and Co Wetzel is from Pittsburgh, Texas. Jesse Murph was born in Nashville but was raised in a small town in Alabama. And I will tell you that the country roots are strong with these two. Co and Jesse, number 16, with High Road.
Oh, I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road.
making some big moves. Up four spots from number 20 to number 16 for Coe Wetzel, Jesse Murph, and High Road. And you know what that means. They're taking